I'm Master at Life and Weight Loss Coach, Jillian Lama, and you're listening to the Body You Crave podcast, where you'll learn how to end emotional eating, lose excess weight, and feel amazing in your body. No cheating required. Keep listening, and I'll show you how. Hey, hey, welcome back. All right, so we are less than a week away from Christmas this year, and it feels so wild. I remember when I rebooted this podcast back in June in the summer, and the winter and the holidays felt so far off, and yet here we are. It's just wild to think about sometimes. Today, I really want to dive into the magic of believing and talk about believing new things. And I've done several podcast episodes on belief in the past. Actually, one of the OG episodes, one of the originals, episode 5, is called Wrestling with Belief. And this is a really great one. So if you haven't gone back and listened to that one, that is a huge one that just sets the stage on belief. But that one was written in the summer, like early summer of 2021. So it's been 3.5 years now. And I have some new thoughts, some new experiences. I have some new ways, and I just want to take this conversation deeper. So episode 5 is Wrestling with Belief. That's a great one. Episode 41 is conditional belief. So that's when we make our belief in ourselves and in our goals conditional based on certain things. So once I see the result, then I will believe. Or it's really, it's a matter of I'm not going to believe, or I don't give myself permission to believe until these certain criteria are met. Okay, so we've got that, episode 41. And then a little more recently, episode 78 is called Changing Your Self-Concept. And this is really important because part of why believing new things feels hard, it's typically the thoughts that fly in the face of really deep-seated beliefs. So beliefs like, I can't eat carbs and lose weight, that for me felt like a belief. And a belief is just a thought that you tell yourself over and over again until the point where you see it as fact. Like in my brain, that was a fact of the universe. I could not eat carbs and lose weight, period. And I had just decided that. And I decided, and it's interesting because I didn't decide that after following a balanced meal plan, following a balanced diet. It was like after binging on sweets. And then I decided, and not exercising, and then deciding, nope, I can't lose weight and not run. I have to run or exercise every single day. Otherwise, I'm going to balloon up and gain a bunch of weight. And then it was also, I can't eat carbs and lose weight. Even running, even like heavy exercising, there were these really big rules. Some other beliefs might be, I can't lose weight and keep it off. So you might be somebody who has really wrestled with maybe the last several years, maybe the last decade. You can lose 10, 20, 30 pounds, but the weight comes back again. So it might be, I can't lose weight and actually keep it off. It might be, I can't seem to lose any weight at all. I just, no matter what I try, I can't seem to lose weight. I maybe play with the same 5 pounds over and over again, but it's just, it's not going anywhere. It's not doing anything. Or it might be, I can make progress. I can lose some weight, but I can't ever lose all the weight. I can't get to a point where I've lost the weight and been able to maintain it because I'll lose part of it, I'll lose half, but then I gain it back again. So we're constantly wrestling with these beliefs, and a lot of that plays into your self-concept and how you see yourself and really understanding these deeper beliefs about what you are capable of, about who you are. And I just want to offer that these are all just thoughts. They are opinions. They're opinions that you have now adopted as truth, as like God's written word in stone. Okay. And it's really good to see this because I have my own thoughts that I am working really hard at breaking. Thoughts and patterns that I've had for years. And I have a lot of evidence to support them. Even though I have a lot of evidence to support new thoughts now, I still go back to these comforting thoughts of, I don't know how. It just doesn't have, it's hard. I don't know how to make it, right? So you might have a thought like weight loss is hard. It's arduous. It's dreadful. I have to give up my favorite foods in order to lose weight. So of course I don't want to do that. This is where we're going to start today because I think around the Christmas time, as we talk about, for me, it's like a magical time of year. I love Christmas. I love the story of Santa Claus. I love all that the holidays tend to bring, family and friends and getting together and this like sense of community and connection. There's just something about it that I just really enjoy. And I think we can wrestle with belief when it comes to like faith and religion. We can wrestle with belief when it comes to something like Santa Claus, reindeer, magic, things that we can't quite explain. But it's really important that we focus on this. And I bring it back to the forefront because it's been, I think every couple of months, we need to like recheck in and see like, where am I in terms of my belief? Where am I in belief in my ability to achieve a goal? And a lot of times what happens is like, we really have to dig into commitment and this unconditional, unwavering commitment that I am not going to stop until I figure this out. I'm going to keep going, even if it doesn't come the first time around, even if I fall off the bike and I have to get back on over and over again. Because belief and believing that you can do something, especially something that you have never done before, is the number one skill you need to achieve any goal. So no matter what it is, it's believing that you can do it, believing that the goal, the result is inevitable before you have the results, before you have any proof or any evidence that you can do it. And that's why it feels so hard, is because our brain is so used to looking backwards. It's so used to looking for evidence to prove what we can do in the future. Here's what I've done in the past, so here's what I think I can do now moving forward. Or here are all the problems and all the challenges that I faced in the past, so here's why I think I can only do this much in the future. Or here's why I struggle to believe that this is possible, that I can lose the weight and keep it off. And when it comes to something like weight loss and being able to maintain the weight loss, there is a logistical standpoint. So it does matter what you're doing to lose the weight. That is a very true thing. Just if you were building a business or making money, or let's say you were in a sales job and you make money on commission, you can hustle and run yourself into the ground and overwork to try to make an extra $50,000 this year, let's say. But is that sustainable? So we're always looking at, can you do it and be able to maintain that level of output, maintain that level of energy, maintain that mindset, maintain those results? That's always what we're looking for, is not just losing the weight once, but can you keep it off for life in a way that feels good and livable and enjoyable for you? I was just talking to someone recently where I was saying, I could probably be 5 pounds lighter than I am right now, but that's not the lifestyle that I want to have. I want to be able to go out to restaurants. I want to be able to drink cocktails. I want to be able to eat dessert. There are certain things that I want to do. I don't want to spend hours and hours exercising. I don't want to live in the gym. I don't want to count macros. So could I be a little bit lighter? Probably, but that's not the lifestyle that I want. And I am very happy right now. I weigh a little bit more than what I weighed in college. Like my range at 5'4", I'm 120 to 125. That's my maintenance range. And I'm usually right in the middle. 122, 123 is typically where I hang out. So for me, that feels really good. I could probably get it down to 115 to 120, but that just doesn't feel sustainable. It doesn't feel doable, at least not for me right now at this point in my life. And there will always be areas and things that I'll be working on and cleaning up, and maybe that changes. But it's interesting because after I lost the baby weight, it was like I was 124 to 125, and that has like slowly come down to 122, 123. And there have been times when I've been more 120 to 122. So it's just about, do you enjoy your life? Because again, having the body you crave isn't going to mean a damn thing if you don't also have a life that you love. And if you're terrified of gaining the weight back, if you live in fear of food, if you're anxious around food, if you can't feel like you can't control yourself around food, that's not a healthy place to live. So we want to be healing and doing that internal work as you are losing the weight. Okay, so we're going to be building your belief along the way. Is often what happens is we've got to start with some belief. There has to be some belief, or I'm working on believing. I'm learning to believe. And so what I tell clients is you just got to give me 10%. You don't have to give me 100% belief. You don't even have to show up with 50% belief. I just need you to give me at least 10% and I'll bring the other 90. And in the beginning, more so it's in the beginning, and then it's sometimes periodically throughout our coaching together, it's like, you are going to borrow my belief. I'm going to maintain that belief for the both of us, mostly for you. I have this strong belief. I've done it. I know that it's doable. It's simple. It's sustainable. And I bring that belief and you get to borrow that belief. and I'm going to help you build up your own belief. But there are going to be times when it wavers. There's going to be times when it falters, and that's okay. I think a lot of times what happens when it comes to believing new things, believing things that we've never done before, believing things that we've tried before and failed, where we've tried to do this and it didn't work, your brain has a really hard time believing because it desperately wants to keep you safe. And it is avoiding the pain of negative emotions. It's avoiding feeling disappointed. It's avoiding feeling regret. It's avoiding the self-loathing and the catastrophic thinking. Because a lot of times what happens is it's not just, oh, I didn't lose weight last month, or I gained weight last month. It's, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to lose this weight. I'm never going to be able to be that person who can actually keep the weight off once they do lose it. Our brains like to go to the worst case, catastrophic thinking. And so I talk about having your own back when you fail and not throwing yourself under the bus. And part of it is like on a personal level, but a lot of times I think it's about our goal as a whole. It's, I'm not going to beat myself up and talk about what a shitty person I am or how I'm flawed. I'm not making it about me, but I also can't throw my future vision and the life that I want to have. I can't throw that vision under the bus and be like, it's just not meant to happen. It's just not possible. It probably isn't going to work out. That was silly to think about that. We go so extreme thinking like, maybe I'm just supposed to weigh this much. Maybe I'm not supposed to be at a healthy weight. Maybe I'm supposed to be overweight. Maybe that's my lot in life. I just have to learn to accept and be where I'm at and be happy with what I've got. That's a bunch of bullshit. Okay. I'm just going to point that out right now. And I can say that with a lot of confidence because I have also been in those points where I have kept thinking the old shitty thoughts, where I have kept telling myself old things. I don't know how, I don't know if I can maintain it. I'm going to do this. All right. And so every time those old shitties want to come up and they want to come in, you have to redirect them. And it's like playing a game of tennis. It's like the tennis ball comes over and it's an old shitty thought and you just got to knock it back over to the other side of the court. Like, not today. We just knock that right back. And it takes conscious mental ninja skills sometimes. Like, we just have to be aware. We don't need to fight it or resist it or pretend like those shitty thoughts aren't going to come back, because they will. So when they come back, now it's, here's how I handle it. I want to catch it. And the sooner I can catch it, the better, because now I can redirect. And I'm like, no, I'm not telling myself that anymore. Like, sometimes there comes a point where we're just like, no, that's not happening. That's not acceptable. It would be like if somebody came up to you or your child and they started cussing you out. You would be like, nope, this conversation is over. This is done. This is not allowed. We're not playing that game. There would just be an absolutely, you wouldn't stay and let them finish. You'd be like, no, this is not okay. You need to take a step back. We're leaving. And I'm sure there'd be a bunch of other responses in addition to that. But that's the type of attitude we want to have, is that we no longer allow ourselves to indulge in the catastrophic thinking of, maybe this is never possible for me. We want to notice when it comes up, give that inner part of you a big hug, because there's a part of you that's just afraid of failing. It's afraid of what failure means. It's afraid of looking stupid in front of other people. It's afraid, like, there's some core wounds that it's tapping on. Failure, just like anger, is the top layer. It's, what does that mean? What is underneath it? Those two things, anytime those get brought up, anger always leads to deeper emotions. There's always something underneath anger. Usually there's multiple things. Just like with failure is only a problem because we make it mean something. We give meaning to the failure, and it's what is underneath it that really is the problem. That's what we want to understand, as why, what are you making this mean about you, about your ability to achieve this goal? And a lot of times we make it mean, sure, okay, so maybe last month I lost 5 pounds and this month I lost 5 pounds, but I don't know if I can lose 5 pounds again. I don't know if that's sustainable. Or maybe you lost 5 pounds a couple months in a row and then you maintained, or maybe you only lost 2 pounds. Then it's, see, I don't know. I guess it's just not possible. And we take this big dream, this big goal, and we are so quick to throw it out. But that's just your brain trying to keep you safe. So we really want to have a lot of compassion for ourselves here, because this is common. And even the current clients that I work with, this still comes up. Sometimes I'm afraid I'm getting my hopes up and I don't want to fail. I don't want to be a failure at this, just like my business failed, just like my marriage failed, just like my job failed and I was let go, just like we think back to these quote failures in life and we think, I don't want that to happen again. So now your brain is, yeah, so I'll just protect you. We're going to fail ahead of time because we're not going to try. We're not going to go all in. I'm not going to allow you to get the support that you want. So we're just going to stay here in our own little pity party. We're going to fail ahead of time, not even trying. And there you go. And now you are safe because now you don't have to feel that failure, quote, failure, even though you really are, but our brains are deceptive sometimes. But it's like, now you don't have to feel the failure of trying and not succeeding. Now you don't have to feel disappointed. Now you don't have to feel the regret. And it's wild what we will do to avoid feeling disappointment. And I think this is so key, that belief is hard, like believing new things, believing and like, quote, getting your hopes up, because it's like, what's the downside of that? You feel disappointment. And this is one of the things that I noticed in working with my business coach. And I've been working with her for just over 3 years. We just hit our 3-year anniversary a couple weeks ago, actually. It's been fantastic. So I've been in multiple rounds, like 7 or 8 rounds with her now. And she, one of the things that she taught me early on in that first round that we had working together was she helped me to recognize and see how I was avoiding feeling disappointed. And that was what was holding me back, was I was afraid to believe. I was afraid to take certain action, to do certain things, but really I was afraid to believe in myself and to believe that it was possible because I was afraid of being disappointed. And I've been in these little patterns and these little cycles where I noticed that. And it's my willingness to feel disappointed. It's our willingness to slow down, to not be in such a rush to get there, that actually speeds you up. So I don't go out there trying to fail, trying to create disappointment, trying to get things wrong, trying to get rejected, but it's that willingness, right? I'm willing to feel disappointed. I'm willing to feel rejected. I'm willing to feel like a total fool. I'm willing to feel like a fraud. I'm willing to be vulnerable and to have this vulnerability hangover that comes the next day when I'm like, oh, did I really just share that with the whole world? That's a real thing. But that willingness is what gets you closer to the goal. And this is where we have to be so aware, because this all plays together, right? If I don't want to get my hopes up because I don't want to fail. I don't want to go all in because I don't want to be disappointed. And we have to start rewriting this. We have to be willing to fail and learn that anytime, like the way we create success, the way that we make a change and we achieve new things, we start with a hypothesis and we try something new. We are going to succeed and we are going to fail. Both are going to happen. We have to evaluate it and then we're going to try something new. And that is the little circle that we stay in. We try something new. Things work and things don't work. We evaluate and figure out, what am I going to do differently next week, next month? And then we implement, and now we try something new again. And we look at, okay, what's working? What am I keeping and taking with me? And what do I need to let go of? What do I need to change? That's how you get the results. And we need to come at it right with this balance of the self-love and compassion, because sometimes those inner parts of us are just scared. They don't want to feel rejected. They don't want to be ridiculed. Like, it's like little versions of yourself from long ago that are running the ship, driving the boat, and we got to be really compassionate and loving with them. And there's also a time when we need that tough hand, that tough love of, we are not believing this anymore. That is old me. That is 1.0 version of me. I no longer allow myself to believe these things. And I know it still feels true, but that does not serve me. I no longer believe this. Like there comes a point where it's no longer, I'm working on believing, I'm open to believing, I'm open to the possibility, right? Like sometimes we need some of these prefixes to help us as we are transitioning into new beliefs. And then there are times when it's a hard line, when we're like, nope, I don't believe that anymore. I know that feels true. I know I had that belief for a very long time. That is not something I tell myself anymore. Period. End of story. Here's what I do know is true. Because what's wild, because it feels hard. Beliefs, believing new things, it feels hard because often we don't have evidence for it. And we have evidence typically to the contrary. We have evidence of how the opposite is actually true. However, even when you do have evidence, it still feels hard to believe that new thought. And this is what's wild, right? This is why we think, I just need the proof. I just need the evidence. But that's not it. It actually is not the end of the story, because you can have the proof and have the evidence, and believing that new thought will still feel hard. It will. You'll have lost the 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, and you'll be like, but I don't know if I can do it again. I don't know if I can keep going. I don't know if it's going to keep coming off. Like, sure, I've lost 25, 30 pounds, but I still have another 40 or 50 to go. I don't know that I can get it all. I don't know if it's all going to come off. I don't know that it's all going to happen in the time that I want it. And we doubt and we second guess. And this is where we have to dig into what we know is true. And we want to notice what's coming up. We normalize it. It's normal to have this reaction. It's normal to have this response, because I have spent so many years telling myself that old shitty thought, but I really don't like it. I don't want to keep believing it. And so I'm going to choose not to. And here's what I'm going to tell myself instead. So we've got to notice what's coming up. Number one, what's the old thought? Two, normalize. It's normal that this is coming up. A lot of love, a lot of self-compassion. And then what is the next best thought? Here's what I actually know to be true. Here's what I want to believe. Here's what I also have evidence for. Sure, I might have evidence to how I can't lose weight next month. I might have a lot of evidence in a lot of months where I'm like, yep, didn't lose weight those months. But I might also have a lot of evidence for how I can lose weight. This is why we don't want to be relying on the evidence, because whether you have it or not, letting go of that old belief is still going to feel hard. It's going to go against a part of that self-concept of what we believe we're capable of. And these like deeply held beliefs that feel so true, like it feels like a truth of the universe. So your job is to work on the belief in yourself and the belief that you can do new things. And when you're ready to get support with that, and if you feel like belief is one of those things that kind of goes up and down, it's very flippant and fickle. It's like the weather, it's in and it's out and it's up and it's down, and it doesn't feel consistent and steady, then come work with me. This is one of the biggest things that I help clients with, is with the belief in themselves. And it was really fun. I worked with a client this year and she lost 25 pounds in about 4 months, and she's been able to maintain it the rest of the year without being perfect, while still traveling, while still going on vacation, with being a single mom of 3 kids. And there were still times when she overate or times when she ate off plan. Like, she was not perfect, and she still created these amazing results without trying to overexercise, without being super restrictive about what she could eat. With the simple process that I teach you, she was able to lose 25 pounds in 4 months. And she still was, wow, I almost can't believe it. She still was, wow. There was a level of belief in her that had her hire me, right? There was this level of belief, but she was like, yeah, I really wasn't even sure that it was going to work. I didn't even really fully believe 100% that I was going to be able to do it. Like, it still was mind-blowing for her to realize. And I've been there too. Oh my gosh, I didn't even really expect this to happen. And this is where we change your self-concept. This is where we change who you are and how you think about yourself. And that's what's key, so that you don't gain the weight back again, so that you don't fall back into permissive thoughts of, oh, or maybe you want to lose 60 pounds. So then it's okay, you get to 30 and then you're like, oh, now I can cheat a little. Now I can eat off plan a little more. Now I don't have to be so, maybe I don't have to follow these rules so much, right? Now I can go back to these old habits. But we have to really rewire how you do food, how you do body image, how you do exercise, how you think about all of these things. And it takes some time. It doesn't happen overnight. And it might take longer than you want. It might take longer than you expect, but it will still be worth it. But so if you want some help, if you feel like you have been on and off this weight loss wagon more times than you can count, if you are struggling to lose the weight that you want, if you are struggling to be able to maintain it, if you are struggling to maintain your belief that this is possible, that this is doable, that this is inevitable for you, then let's talk, because I can help you. And I can help make 2025 the year that you lose the weight for good, that you lose it and you don't stress or fear or worry about gaining it back again. And you maintain this belief all the way through. and I'll help carry you. You get to borrow my belief when yours starts to waver, when yours starts to falter, because that's part of being human. That's part of this life. It's going to happen, and we don't have to make that a problem. But this is why it's so valuable to have a coach and have somebody on the outside who's been to the finish line, who has crossed the finish line, who is chilling, hanging out for a long time now at the finish line, helping others to get across the finish line too. And I'm on the outside. I can see things that you can't see. I have a different perspective. I have a different experience. I have a different way of seeing it. I have a different approach. All of these things that I can share with you and help you to decode your patterns, to decode your habits, and to understand why you've had this history, why it's been so hard to lose weight in the past, why you can lose the weight, but it always finds you again. And sometimes there are so many different reasons as to why that is. Sometimes it's relationship trauma. Sometimes it's chronic dieting and diet trauma. Sometimes there are other health conditions that are underlying. But no matter what, I can help you find the answers that you're looking for so that you can create the system and the process that feels easy, that feels so doable, dare I say, feels fun, feels enjoyable. That's what this is all about. And you maintain your belief just like you maintain your belief that you know how to drive a car, that you know how to ride a bike, even if you haven't done it in a while. None of us get into the car and think, I hope I remember how to do this. No, like we know how to drive a car. It's one of those, duh, yes. And we're going to stop at the stop signs and stop at the red lights. We go at the green lights. Like I know what to do here. I know how to drive. And I want to help you build that belief and confidence in yourself of I know how to lose weight. And I know how to maintain it. And it feels easy and natural. And I could do it with my eyes closed. Not that you should drive with your eyes closed, for clarity. But if you want some help with this, let's go. You need to hire me because this is your year. This is your time. And I have zero doubt that you can do this. You just likely need a different approach. You need somebody on the outside who can see it. And you need the awareness of these deeper patterns and how these patterns interact and interplay with other areas of your life. It all plays together. And I will help you see that. So we start with a consultation. That is the first starting point. If this is of interest to you and you want to learn more about working with me, go to www.bodyyoucrave.com/schedule and book a time on my calendar. There's also a link in the description. But I'm going to help you get real clear on why some of these patterns have started coming up. Patterns of overeating, patterns of emotional eating or binge eating, or understanding why this pattern of I can lose the weight but then regain it. Like what is really at play? Because I guarantee, like just like for everybody, there are going to be logistical, tactical things going on that account for probably about 25% of your results, maybe give or take. The other 75% though is your mindset. It's your thoughts. It's your belief in yourself, belief in your ability, belief in what's possible for you. That's where the magic lies. And that's the magic of belief and believing new things. So if you would like some help with this and with what is often the hardest part of believing before you have the evidence, believing before you have the results, then let's talk. All right, y'all. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If you like this episode, then you'll love my free virtual workshop, 5 Keys to End Emotional Eating and Lose Excess Weight for Life. You'll learn the counterintuitive reason why all your attempts to restrict food over the years has actually led to weight gain, and the mental switch you need to flick that'll have you dropping pounds without sacrificing wine, carbs, or the food you love. Get all the details at bodyyoucrave.com.